Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta come and sew it up, cause I got so much of Jesus Christ, yeah, in my truck. And I hear her in that voice, DJ's always jaded. Doing it big and sexy, we like that music. Boy, I beat her since JC, yeah, on the daily. Cause he came to set me free from the lies of the enemy. You know I be UNICE, taking this world piece by piece for Jesus Christ. Me and he are the one original from NSC. Know I be a hard hitter, ain't known as a quitter. In my hood, that be same man, that's a gym killer. Cause I was raised with nothing but thugs and drugs. And don't live my life, no, just straight as a killer. Till I met Jesus Christ, then I knew I'd been delivered. Cause he was the only one that would die for the sin, and now I'm representing this right here forever.
Gotta shout it out, we some Holy Ghost
riders. We some Holy Ghost riders.
Thank you that you speak to us
God, in our own languages, God, and we just glorify you. Thank you for your son Jesus died on the cross for our sins. We are forgiven, we are cleansed, we are healed, we are made whole. In Jesus' name, to you be the praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord. We're going to go into our scripture because we have a special guest interview today. Our scripture, we're going to come from, amen, our favorite Acts, amen, chapter 17. We'll start from verse 26. It says, from one man he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him, and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from any one of us. Verse 28, for in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. And we are the offspring of God. We are made in his image and his likeness. To him be the glory and the praise. Amen. We thank you for joining us this morning. We have with us Sister Faith in the interview. Glory be unto God. And she is from the... related to the Holy Ghost writer, so she's going to tell us and share with us, and to God be the praise, and to God be the glory. Thank you for joining us on this morning. We don't take that for granted, amen, that you listened in and stopped by. Jesus Child, we have the mission and vision of taking the Great Commission of Gospel of Jesus Christ into the urban communities, reaching men, women, children, and youth with the truth of God's Word that Jesus came and die for our sins, and all who calls on him will have eternal life. Praise God. Amen. So let's go into that interview. Praise his name.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in on today. We have a treat. We have our sister Faith from the Holy Ghost Writers, and her husband was on a few months back, and we had him on and to share, you know, his testimony, share the gospel rap, how God is moving, you know, within the Holy Ghost Writers, and so now we have Faith on, and she's going to be sharing what God is doing through with her, in her and through her, with her gifts and talents, and I just want to just kind of go ahead and turn it over to her, have her to introduce herself, and let us know a little bit more about who our sister is, Faith.
Praise God. Yeah, I go by Faith from Holy Ghost Writers, which is, it started out as a rap ministry. My husband started out doing Christian rap, but then God started elevating us to different levels. Because we started with the Christian rap, and we were doing street ministry. Then we became youth pastors, and then we became ordained as pastors as well. And now my husband and I, we travel the entire United States doing street ministry, outreach. We use Christian rap as a tool to bring in the youth as a message. You know, a lot of the youth are into the rap music, but we give them a positive message. And I do spoken word, which is poetry, but I do it for Jesus because it's all about him. I used to do poetry back in the day for all the wrong reasons and all the wrong people, but now I do it, you know, for the one who deserves it, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen, praise God. And yes, truly Jesus is worthy, amen, to spend our time and have him as our priority in life. And so you mentioned, you know, some the ways God has started you all out, you know, started your husband out, Christian rap, and with yourself, you know, doing spoken word poetry. What point did you, as far as your poetry is concerned, feel that God wants me to utilize this in his kingdom building? And when you realize that, what steps did you take to go ahead and move forward in what God is calling you to do?
Well, I feel like when I'm in my own time of worship, like, it could be a regular day, but in the inside, I'm still in worship, and I still am communicating with God, and he gives me these beautiful, you know, poetic lyrics in my mind, and and I write them down, and I don't know where it came from. So I know it had to be, it has to be all God. So I write it down. Sometimes he gives me a piece of it, or sometimes I could write the entire thing. It just depends.
Okay. And so how, when did you first feel that, you know, like what age were you, and then how did you begin moving forward? You don't have to be maybe a specific age, you don't have to give that, but I mean, when do you feel like that, like how many years ago did God move you into, you know, doing spoken word poetry as a Christian?
Well, I used to write poetry since I was really young, but like I said, I wrote it for all the wrong reasons and all the wrong people, and I know I was pretty good at it because girls at school would always tell me, write poetry for, you know, for my boyfriend or something. I'll pay you if you write me one of your poems, and people used to think I would take lyrics from other poetry books. I'm like, no, this is my own lyrics. But I used to use that, you know, it was the wrong reasons. But then when I got saved and we really started getting into ministry, I started feeling it again, but I felt it for, you know, I was inspired to do it about God, about Christ. And I get these inspirations and I got to put it down on paper. I'm the type that forgets. Like, my husband, he doesn't forget, but I'm the type that forgets. So as soon as he gives it to me, I put it on paper. I write it down. Then I put it together.
Amen, amen. Do you have something you can share with us right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
This one, I call this one, I Give My Praises All to You. And it goes like this. You and only you, Lord, I give my praises all to you. Creator of heavens, creator of earth, you knew my name before my birth. The seed inside me you have sown, so who am I to live my own? You brought me out of miry clay and stayed by my side when I went astray. But who am I that a king would die for me? You gave it all at Calvary. For the wages of sin is death, but death we defeated at the cross, and life was given to all the lost by a king so righteous to give us life. He's the one, the only, Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I give you all my praise for all your love and amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, and what a wretch I used to be, all bound up by the lies of the enemy, stress and thoughts of suicide. Doors of darkness open wide. Wherever I turned, I couldn't hide. Oh, but what is that light I see in the distance? That darkness flees away in an instant. Jesus, Jesus, do you hear my cry? I know you're there, I can't deny. I'm sorry I let so much time go by. I'm your daughter, you're my dad, so I'm breaking free of all I had. Who said I have to be depressed when my God is so big? I've got to be blessed. Why drink of myself away in misery when Jesus came to break my chains and set me free? And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. So thank you, Lord, because I'll live with you for eternity. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, spoken word, we do sing this net. So that was awesome. Definitely a fitting piece for this month in November. Any time to give God praise, just was speaking on that last evening, that, you know, to give God praise. And so just, in, you know, we can look around in our lives, we can look past, we can look now, even future-wise, God even wants us to praise him for answers to our prayers and our requests. And it's so dear, you know, to God's heart is our praises, is our thanks. And our gratitude, and so I appreciate that piece. And at what time, or what experience was inspiring you to write that? Or you feel like, was it a time, or just it was just kind of, it just came to you, or was it a time or an experience that you were having at the time that piece came to you?
I do believe it's a little bit of both. I do believe I was at a time where I was feeling like, so thankful to God because my life completely changed around once I got saved, and once I found my husband, well, he found me, my husband, well, we found each other. once we found each other and we started doing ministry, my life just started changing, and it's something that I would never imagine, you know, being a part of. I used to have a different life where I just thought very lowly of myself, and doing ministry and just learning and growing in the Lord, I just start, you know, I feel so thankful to Him, because without Him, I don't know where I'd be. I feel like I would be nothing, and with Him, now I feel like I'm everything, and we owe Him our praise, and even though we go through our struggles and our trials, you know, we still got to keep on praising Him, because that's what's going to push forward, and that's what's going to make us break out of our trials.
Definitely. God, in His Word, He says He inhabits the praise of His people, and He says people Israel, but we too, you know, are His people, and so definitely God comes into the midst of our praise. And I do so appreciate that. What type of responses do you, you see on the base whenever you share your poetry? What type of responses do you get from people who hear?
I get the response a lot, like, "Oh, I didn't know you could do that," because since my husband's always on, you know, kind of, you know, up in the front, in the forefront, I'm usually kind of on the side, taking care of other stuff for the ministry, and I guess I come off as a shy and quiet person. I'm not as outrageous as my husband. I wish I could be, but I'm more kind of quiet, and so whenever I go up and I share my poetry, I get the reaction like, "Oh, I didn't know, you know, you had that in you."
And some, you know, that you can take people by surprise, and it just, it's a testimony of what God can do in us. I believe that He, you know, His character is, we're already created in His image and His likeness, but we become more and more, as we spend time with God, become more and more like Him, and God is the writer, you know, He is the author and the finisher of our faith, and so it's speaking of faith. How is it that you came to be known by faith?
Well, that's actually kind of easy, because I go by faith, so I pretty much, you know, I'm called faith because I go by faith. You just got to keep going by faith in everything that you do. Without it, you know, we feel lost, but with it, you know, it gives us motivation and hope to keep moving forward.
Definitely. That's important to walk by faith and not by sight. And especially, you know, as part of ministry, any type of ministry, whether it's Christian rap, a spoken word, pastors, and it's the walk of faith. You know, you're trusting in God, and it's just, you know, we go from faith to faith. Jesus was, you know, basically, you know, first you kind of believe in Jesus by faith, but then your whole relationship with God is based on that you believe and have faith, the substance of things hoped for, you know, evidence of things not seen. And so we serve the invisible God who is at work daily. You know, and we don't know all, you know, whether it's going to be revealed once we're all with, you know, with God and returning, whether He reveals everything that, but, you know, and whether at that time, whether it would even matter or not, you know, we just said we will be with God for eternity, and it's all about the faith. And as we talk about, you know, God being the writer, and His written word, of His written word and of the scripture, what is the scripture that you stand on, or, you know, just kind of just maybe it relates to your purpose that God is placing you? What scripture kind of stands out?
Actually, I believe that scripture for me would be Matthew 6:33. Basically, seek his kingdom and his righteousness first, and all the rest shall be added to you. Because when I first got saved, I went off of that scripture because I felt like I was going to start, since I was going through a dramatic time in my life, I felt like I was going to start trying to seek different directions, but I stayed focused on God, and God started adding things to my life, which is when my husband came into my life. So I felt like, you know, just stay on your path towards God. Keep seeking Him, and He will bring things to you, and He'll bring the right things to you.
Oh, amen. That's wonderful. That is so encouraging. I know for me to hear, and probably for listeners as well, because sometimes it's a struggle, it's warfare, it's battle to stay focused, to stay undistracted, because we all have an enemy, and so and sometimes it's, you know, it's the enemy without, and it's the enemy within us ourselves. So we have to, you know, always come back to just what you said, you know, seeking God in His righteousness, and help to, you know, stay on that focus. And actually, that's an encouragement. You have another piece to share with us?
Yes, I do. This one I call the Backslider, and I call it that way because I wrote it about, well, I guess us as Christians, sometimes that little, we want to, not saying we want to be double-minded, but sometimes our mind, you know, it's like we got to stay focused here, but our mind sometimes wants to drift off over here. So I kind of call this the backslider. And it goes like this. One foot in, one foot out. One good thought, one with doubt. I try to go all in, just this one more sin. This race I'll win, just don't know when. I trust in God, do I really believe? Yes, you exist. Or does my heart deceive? My faith has grown, yet I feel all alone. Many seeds I've sown, but where are my own? My future he'll plant it, but I'm just a speck on this planet. He gave me a purpose, not sure if I'm worth it. He died on the cross, but I feel like a loss. He even rose again, and he left me a friend. Holy Spirit inside, I'm a mess on the outside. You're perfect and matchless. From you I can't hide. Jesus gave us his life. What if I get left behind? He forgives and forgives. I can't make up my mind. He follows you through. I lose my way. But I'm not a backslider. I'm equipped as a fighter. More than a conqueror. Lit as a fire. I know who I am in Christ, and I'll fight the good fight. If I fall, I'll stand up with an overflow in my cup. Darkness don't bother, my light will shine farther. Mess me all up, and I'll call on my father. I'm an outcast to the world, but you can call me daddy's girl. No, I'm not a backslider, I'm just an imperfect fighter. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God on that. Amen. I appreciate that piece as well. It seems like God is, the Spirit of God is flowing. Amen, on this interview on today, and, you know, I just, you know, can tell, you know, that just like with this interview, you know, as we say, God will add things to us. That's been my regular prayer for months, and sometimes, you know, to get to an interview and make time and put these on, I know blesses so many that get to hear. You know, see that your, you know, faith is your, you know, your stage name, and so increasing others' faith. And the mission and vision of Jesus Child is to help Jesus to spread the gospel through Christian rap, spoken word poetry, and, you know, just enriching a specific culture, urban culture, and the language that, you know, that they understand. And I thank God for you, I praise God for you that you, you know, took time out of your schedule. I don't take it for granted that you came on and shared with us today. Any last thing, any, you know, thing you want to add here at the end of the interview, you want to share with the listening audience?
Yes, I just want to share, you know, even though our walk might seem hard at times, I just say keep your faith. Don't lose that faith, because faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. But like my husband says, if you have faith bigger than a mustard seed, we could shake the world. So just keep growing in your faith, and you know, your walk, God will just guide you on your walk. You're not alone. You have God to guide you, and, you know, just keep pushing forward, and you know, whenever we go through these trials, just, you know, just keep seeking God. Keep seeking God, and He will put the right things in our life. He'll make that way. We just have to be patient for it, and keep going, you know, just push forward.
Amen. Praise God. And also, if you would maybe give, like, websites or how they can reach you and Holy Ghost Writers.
Okay, yes. You can Google search Holy Ghost Writers, and that's Holy Ghost, like Holy Space Ghost, and then Writers, which is spelled R-I-D-A-Z, like R-I, dog, apple, zebra. And it's kind of more of like, since we do street ministry, it's kind of more like a street hood way of saying Writers. But then we also have a website, which is holyghostwriters.webs.com. And then we are also on all the social media networks. We have Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and everything will be / Holy Ghost Writers.
We thank you again, Faith, for being on and sharing with us your poetry and an encouragement that's come from your life. And truly, others will, I hope, to hear. And, you know, these are, you know, seeds going out. Seeds are being watered, and we know God makes the seeds grow and makes faith grow. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead, and we thank you again.
Amen, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Come and sew it up, cause I got so much of Jesus Christ, yeah, in my tub. And I hear her in that voice, these days always jaded up. Doing it big and sexy, we like that music. No, I be better than JC, yeah, on the daily. Cause he came to set me free from the lies of the enemy. You know I be UNITE, taking this world piece by piece for Jesus Christ. Me and he are the one original from NSC. No, I be a hard hitter, ain't known as a quitter. In my hood, they be saying, man, that's a dream killer. Cause I was raised with nothing but thugs and drugs. And don't live my life known just straight as a killer. Till I met Jesus Christ, then I knew I'd be delivered. Cause he was the only one that would die for the sinner. Now I'm representing Jesus Christ, yeah, forever.
Gotta shout it out, we some Holy Ghost
Riders. We some Holy Ghost Riders.
A dirty soul, take him to the house, sit him on the couch, how it goes. This is what it's fine, the main reason why I'm saying I be trying not to drown.
It's an everyday thing.
Just make the like a pelican. I'm bringing in some newborn, cutting separation. Oh man, that's been torn. A prophet in these last days, yeah, I just might be. Turn a separation, hold on, take a night. I've been knowing around the way, for repping the kingdom, not for child play. I try to give him my best, but when I fail, man, it's okay, it's okay, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright. Get up on another day, it's gonna be another fight. Reppin' with the energy, living all the victory. Doing what I'm called to be, man. You ain't killing me. I pull the kick, flow. Had a demon laid out on the floor. Look, you're ready to roll. It's a G from the pedigree.
We some Holy Ghost Riders. We ride it. We some Holy Ghost Riders. We ride it. We some Holy Ghost Riders.